Welcome, Lindsay Kinn, to the Women's Bodybuilding Podcast. First of all, congratulations for your recent show.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me all about it. Of course.
Yeah, no, it was a bit of a whirlwind, really. Because obviously I did my whole prep through lockdown. So I was training at home. So it was very unusual compared to the other shows that I've done. But looking back, it worked in my favour, really, because it was quite like you just got in the zone. And obviously, the deeper in prep you get, I don't particularly want to see anyone. So it was quite nice just training in my front room, really. It was mad. It all went real quick. And now it's just been like nearly 4 weeks now since my show. So it goes around so quick.
The wellness categories, was there a few categories to do with wellness?
They have like the height class. So they do like the height classes, like, you know, short and then upwards. And then they do like a master's and like a novice and beginner. So I did novice because even though it's not my first time on stage, it's my first time on a two bros like bodybuilding stage. And then I did my height class as well. And then I did the overall at the end. So each winner from each sort of section gets to compete for the overall.
How many people were competing that day?
There was only five in my category, to be honest. So I literally went against the same girl twice. and then there was three of us in the overall. So it was a little bit, it was very, very different from what I'm used to when I've been on stage before, with a larger lineup. But I kind of knew, I expected that anyway. So for me, it was just kind of a trial to see what it's like on a bodybuilding stage, because I've always done like the fitness modeling stuff. So it was just nice to get that stage experience, really.
You looked completely different from your last show to this show.
Definitely.
You said, considering lockdown, which I also saw you had like a wooden squat rack, which was impressive.
That literally saved my life. I don't know what I would have done without it, to be fair.
You can't be wellness without a squat rack.
Oh, God, no. And to be fair, you know, it sort of showed me that all you really need in life, you know, to make some gains is a squat rack and 100 kg of weights, you know what I'm saying, and a barbell and you're done. Like, for real. Like, I do feel like, of course, if I had access to the gym, you know, I feel like I, of course, would have made, you know, better gains maybe, but coulda, woulda, shoulda. Like, I did what I did and I'm happy with the result, really.
Yeah.
It's a shame that there wasn't more people, you know, competing on the day, because I really did want to get some good feedback about where I'm at, in a longer lineup. So I kind of left with those questions still there. Mm-hmm. So it'll just have to be next time, you know, and hope for a bigger lineup, really.
Didn't you get invited to compete again?
Yeah, they offered like every overall the chance to compete the next day, but I was like, you know, no, I'm ready to go now and eat. And I was like, if you're going to pay for my tan and my makeup and a new bikini, then I'll think about it. But no, I don't think any of the overalls did it. I don't think anyone took up their offer, which was a nice offer. And I did really want to go for it, because there was one particular person that was like outstanding that I would have loved to have I would have lost 100%. But, you know, it's nice to kind of get that comparison.
But you don't know that.
Oh, I don't know. I would put money on it, but that's just my opinion.
You can't put money against yourself.
I don't know. She was next level. But yeah, I didn't take that opportunity. And I didn't go for the pro qualifier 2 weeks after, which is just the weekend just gone. A lot of people were sort of asking, why didn't you do that? And simply the same reason, I feel I can bring a better package and I want to stand up on a bigger lineup, basically. Mm-hmm. And just push myself a little bit, because I feel like, you know, I've only just stepped off my first bodybuilding stage and I want to kind of progress in myself. I can definitely see that I can, you know, change a lot more, considering I've changed since my last show and I did it through lockdown. I'm thinking now I've got access to the gym, you know, I've gone into a proper off season where I'm actually going to follow a plan. Like, I've been very lax with, you know, following the routines and stuff off season. So I feel like if I do that properly, you know, the potential's is really there, you know, to come back a lot better. So
are you going to stick with two bros?
I'd like to go abroad. So I really did that regional, so that would allow me to compete abroad in a pro qualifier. So I'm planning to go to Ireland at the end of this year. They've got the muscle contest. So I've got family in Ireland and I'm half Irish, and that was my original plan. I was originally going to do the two rows and then do the muscle contest in April, but obviously they cancelled it, you know, in the lockdown and just put it back to December. So I'm going to stick with that plan. So I've got sort of 6 months really now to get my you know, self together.
How different was it compared to your fitness shows that you've done?
I think the fitness modeling shows have always been more my cup of tea, because you can bring a little bit more personality in your posing. Obviously with the bodybuilding shows, you do get your sort of set mandatory poses, which is similar in fitness, but you know, you do sort of a tea walk, you get a bit more time on stage. It's more of a kind of softer look. I feel I did fitness wellness with Pure Elite, which was like a new category. Because the first show that I did was actually Glifting Girls, which is a sort of quite a small, you know, female only show from Bristol, where I'm from. And I do actually work for Glifting now, which is really nice. So that's where I started my journey. And I did fitness and I did tattoo bikini, which is a bit of a random one.
You've got tattoos, to do that show. That's what I did as well.
I just thought, why not? You know, I love that.
Extra stage time as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I was always too, you know, bottom heavy for bikini, basically. So I never really fitted in. Obviously, I was too small for figure and I was a bit like, and I always, always loved wellness. Like that is, you know, those wellness girls are the reason that I started training, because I was literally like, wow, I want to look like you, literally. So, yeah, they've always inspired me. But to, you know, to go straight into bodybuilding just wasn't the right move for me at that time. So I thought I'd start with the fitness modeling shows and work my way up. I did look at the WBFF, mm-hmm. But I just thought, you know what, I'm ready for something a bit different, push myself. And yeah, no, I'm glad I did it, but I'm hungry for more, definitely.
So do you think you're going to do both fitness shows and bodybuilding?
My next show will definitely be sort of an IFBB pro qualifier show, definitely. But then, you know, who knows?
There's not wellness in WBFF, is there? So
there is, yeah, there is.
Is there?
I think they call it like wellness diva.
Is that new?
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they do. Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, I think, is it Urishna? You know, Urishna?
I thought she just done fitness, because I'm sure I've seen her on stage with the fitness girls. And I always saw her on stage.
Yeah, mistaken, but I've definitely, when I've sort of searched it up a couple of times, it always comes up with like a wellness bikini, like diva version.
I think it's called Fitness Diva.
Okay.
I think. So you started with Glifting Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you said that's a all girls. I've heard of it, like I've seen it on Instagram and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's my favorite show, definitely. It was just really nice, really lovely. Like they have a lot of you know, we give a lot of prizes away. It's a lot of networking and it sort of gives you an insight to like the fitness industry. You know, Natalia, who started Glifting, she competed herself sort of, you know, 5-10 years ago. She's sort of been through the fitness industry, so she gives you all the like hints and tips, you know, the do's and don'ts. And you know, she's really focused on health. She's really focused on the health side, not just physically but mentally as well, because obviously, you know, the dieting game is crazy. You know, you get a lot of people that have come, you know, that have had eating disorders or problems with eating disorders. And if you haven't got a problem with your food, you know, are you going to have one after this? Like I certainly struggled after my last show just gone, and I've never had like that before, so it's quite unusual to have like a strange relationship with food, where normally I kind of embrace it. And you know, it was quite dark, really. I had a few dark days. after that show.
But like, you didn't want to eat, or did
I just ate a lot. I definitely binged, which is, you know, completely normal, natural, whatever. But then I started getting like real negative feelings with food, and sort of thinking, you know, hang on a minute, just thinking dark things, like, yeah, just not very nice things about, you know, looking at the numbers and sort of thinking, oh, I'm going to get fat and I'm fat, and looking, you know, negative stuff. And I thought, no, this isn't for me. So I just sort of cut all that out and just said, look, you know, I'm going to have 2 weeks off, relax myself, you know, I'm not going to gain ridiculous amounts of fat in this time. You know, I'm a healthy person. It's okay to have extra food. It's okay to do that. You know, it's not, I shouldn't punish myself and make yourself feel rubbish about it, basically.
Yeah, at the time it's quite hard to.
It is, yeah. And your body, you know, you're used to seeing your body for a certain amount of time in a certain way, and then it just changes. Like, I don't hold on to my abs at all.
Same.
they literally went in like 2 days, and I was,
it's
like,
heartbreaking, oh my God. When they go,
yeah, like, I know, I was like, oh. But you know what, you get certain other bits of your body that come back and that you like. And you know, I didn't feel attractive at all. Like, you feel attractive on stage, you know, on the day, because you've got your tan, your makeup, it's all glamorous and lovely. But the run up to that is, you just don't feel, yeah, I just wanted to hide away. Hence why doing, you know, prep at home was quite good for me. Because I, you know, you get the comments then, don't you, with, from people that don't really know that you do, but, and they're like, oh, you look a bit ill, or you look, yeah, really thin. Or,
I got that all the time. Are you okay?
Like, yeah. And you're like, I'm fine. you know,
yeah, definitely. And I've got cheek filler, so when, yeah, I get drawn in, yeah, it looks even worse. Fucking hell.
Oh yeah, I'm losing my, I did like my cheekbones coming out a bit more, and I'm losing them again. I'm like, oh. But you know, you win some, you lose some. It's nice to put on, like, none of my clothes fit me, especially like my jeans. And like, I was putting on leggings and they were like baggy, and I was like, this is not cool, like.
Yeah, I had the jean thing as well. And I was wearing a belt and I had to make new holes. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it gets to a point and you're just like, wow.
I'm ready to get fat now.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad. But it's like, when you get lean, you always kind of feel like you're, I don't know, like, I was feeling like, oh, I'm fat. And I'm like, I'm not fat. You know, like, do you know what I mean? It's just normal. Like,
I always call myself, okay, I'm bodybuilder fat. Like, I'm not.
That's it, you know, so... Yeah, no, it's a crazy process. It's a real crazy process. And, you know, you do get them days where you think, why on earth am I doing this?
Oh, my God, yeah. I got
literally,
that.
And then you're just like, what on earth is going on? Like, couldn't I have picked, like, a nicer hobby? And
thank you for the work. Why the fuck am I doing this? Like, why are you letting me, yeah, do this?
That's it. I know. Yeah.
It's got to be done.
Yeah, and do you know what? I've always said the pros outweigh the cons, you know, and if it was the other way around, I wouldn't do it, end of.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah.
So do you think lifting girls is quite a good one for people to start with?
100%, yeah, definitely. Like, it's just nice vibe, real nice vibe. You know, we get a lot of model scouts there as well come in. So if, you know, some girls, they don't necessarily want to do the whole competing journey. But, you know, they want to do the photo shoots and, you know, the fitness modeling side. And
Some people just want the, like, just to say they've done it as well.
Yeah, and just some nice memories and something to work towards. And it's nice to kind of give yourself that time. You know, that's one thing, is it is a very selfish sport, you know, bodybuilding, to a point, you know, because you have to lock everything off. I mean, I certainly do. I do actually enjoy that in a really weird way, because it's you time, you know, and it's nice to be able to have that time to focus on yourself, invest in yourself. You know, you learn so much about yourself in so many different ways. It's quite nice to be able to do that. And I think, you know, with shows like Glifting, you know, we do like the glam mums category, you know, transformation. It's nice. It's just like a celebration of hard work and, you know, self-development, really. It's nice.
Is that
nice
vibe. Once a year?
Twice a year normally, but obviously because of COVID, it obviously didn't happen last year. So this year we're looking at one, maybe two. It's looking good for events now, isn't it? You know, with everything.
Yeah, a bit better. Happened. Well, apparently from
everyone's
June,
it's been like, everything. Is it going to go? You know, so we're not. Yeah, we'll just wait and see. Hopefully, after this one, we can release some dates, because it's looking like it's going to be real busy. So that's nice. You know,
how does it fare compared to like Pure Elite? Because Pure Elite is similar, it's like fun.
Yeah, Yeah, I enjoyed Pure Elite. I had a good time. It was a lot bigger, so it was quite, you know, it was a really long day, which is normal. But yeah, I just think because Glyfton is quite small, you know, it's kind of in the middle. It's nice. It's a nice size. You know, when things get really, really big, mm-hmm. it can lose, you know, for an individual anyway, you lose certain things. You don't get that kind of like close knit feeling, which I think Glyfton's got. And I think that's kind of unique about it. Like, I'd love to see Glyfton, like, you know, blow up and become like this massive thing. But then it's like, oh, it's quite nice that it's small, you know?
Yeah.
And the vibe backstage is very like, it's like a little community. Like, all the girls that competed, I've become like pretty good friends with a lot of them, and we've all kept in contact. You know, it's that nice sort of unit, a support unit, and we've all come, you know, you meet people at different points in their life and you connect because you're on the same journey, and it's just nice. You know, it's nice to have that kind of circle of friends, and we all support each other, which is really lovely. Which at Pure Elite, there's just so many people that, you know, I did meet a couple of people, but more through like social media rather than at the show.
And it is daunting when you're around that many people.
And when you're
on stage with that many people as well, you're looking left and right like,
I just don't stop talking when I'm in that situation. I'm not an annoying person. That's just, I won't stop talking because I'm just so nervous. I'm just like, oh my god,
you're the chatty one backstage that everyone's ignoring.
Oh, everyone's like, shut up. Oh, you look amazing. Oh my god. Oh god.
But I was like, try not to touch anyone.
Yeah.
What was your feedback? Obviously, you won. And you won overall. What was your feedback from your last show?
Well, the general thing, you know, more condition. They said that I've got a really good, like, shape. They said the shape's good. You just need a little bit more size and a little bit of condition. The glutes and the quads and the hams were good. Feminine. They mentioned the feminine side quite a lot, like, keep the feminine look. You've got a very feminine look, which I guess is, you know, basically, don't take too many.
Everyone loves throwing out that word, and it drives me fucking
nuts. Yeah, so don't take too many drugs, basically.
I will take one. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's like, I take that as a kind of compliment, but at the same time, I feel like I just want to be told, you know, as a bodybuilder, what do I need to do? You know, like, I know I need more condition. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to lie, because I knew it was kind of like a COVID special, you know, like, there wasn't going to be that many people there. I did relax. I could have pushed myself a lot more, I won't lie. But I still got what I wanted out of it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't feel as like happy saying that if I didn't, you know, place where I placed. But I think you've got to understand, with every show that I've done, I've really studied what they're looking for, you know, what their actual criteria is, you know, suss out their, you know, their style, because they're all different. They're all so different. And obviously the wellness that I knew, the closest obviously is, you know, the two bros, whereas like Pure Elite, they have two wellness categories. One of them is wellness bikini and one of them is wellness fitness. And I did both because I was a bit confused. I was like,
I'm not sure.
I was told, don't do wellness bikini. And I was like, well, I'm going to do them both because I don't really know what the difference is.
Do you know, the last time I saw the winners for them as well,
yeah,
it looks like the bikini wellness was bigger.
Yeah.
So I wasn't
it's just like
sure.
A softer look. Like, they want basically like an off-season wellness athlete with like a couple of weeks dieting, like, with, you know, I think is kind of the wellness bikini that they're looking for, whereas the fitness wellness was more of like an athletic,
needs to be leaner,
like, harder look. So it's confusing. But yeah, I mean, I always take my time to study what they want, and I think that's really, really crucial if you're getting on stage. It's like, regardless of what you think as a competitor, you know, what that version is, read this criteria, study it, and you know, look at past competitors, you know, study what they want, and bring your best version of that. You know,
so. I find looking at previous winners, I can find that a difficult one, because sometimes people can be so different. I'm like, does it depend on that particular day or what?
It depends on so many things, doesn't it? Because I'm the same. And it's like, the worst thing you can do, especially when you're prepping, is look on like social media at other people.
I can't.
Oh my God. Like, there's countless, you know, I've wasted hours of my life literally thinking like certain things about myself, being like, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that, looking at these amazing people thinking, oh, and I think, what am I doing? You know, it's a complete waste of, it's a waste of time,
really. Yeah.
But yeah, you just have to bring your best version, don't you, of yourself. Like, everybody is different, everyone's different, like, you know, it's a combination of you on the day as well, you know, a combination of loads of different things, but how you look on the day, you could look completely different 2 days before, you know. It's mad.
Who was your coach? Because have you just changed coach?
Tracy, so Wellness Bikini Queen has, yep, prepped me for like the last 2 years. Obviously on and off, you know, on and off.
Not all season.
Yeah, a little bit, but then we went into lockdown and do you know what I mean? It was just a bit like, so I did my own plans for sort of 6-7 months, but I've never really stuck to, you know, a training plan. I always just change it up when I feel I need to. Obviously, my main focus was my glutes and my hamstrings, bringing those up. But in that process, I kind of lost focus on my quads, which were dominant before. So it's like, you do one thing, then you got to do another thing. Then you know what it's like. Mm-hmm. You're constantly working and then you're chasing the other part that, you know, that you've been working on the opposite part, basically. So she was my coach. And I've recently joined with Carly Thornton, which I don't know if you.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's somebody that I met actually through Glifting Girls, sort of looking at, you know, collaborating with Glutywear. And I just connect with her on like a real, I don't know, we just got a connection. And I just think, you know, she's somebody that I kind of aspire and look up to, really, in many ways, not just in a bodybuilding way. And Tracy's amazing, you know, don't get me wrong, I recommend Tracy fully. Like, she was always there for me, but she lives in Thailand, so it's like I'd like to have that kind of, you know, actually going to see somebody, because Tracy's seen me. She actually approached me after I did Pure Elite. She saw me on stage and she came to me and said, look, you know, you need to do wellness at the next level, basically. And I was a bit like, do I, like, okay. So she kind of inspired me, and I think that meant a lot to me, because I might not have pursued it, you know, especially on a bodybuilding stage, I might not have gone down in that direction. So I just wanted somebody that's in, you know, in the UK that I can actually go and meet up with. And you know, there was a couple of times that I struggled before prep, and you know, because of the time difference and stuff, I couldn't really contact Tracy. So I messaged Carly, and I was messaging her, you know, are we doing a red in? Being like, oh my God, I'm not ready. Or, you know, there was times where I binged a couple of times before my show, and then I felt really awful. And realistically, my body just needed the food, like, end of. Do you know what I mean? But at the time.
The last show?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. I did that a couple of times. A bit naughty.
I mean, it worked out well, but.
Well, it is what it is. You know what? I'm the type of person, like, yeah, I'm a little bit, I've been a rebel my whole life. So I'll just, do you know what? You're going to do what you're going to do. And like I said, I knew there wasn't going to be that many people there. You know, I wasn't even sure if it was going to happen at that point, you know, because things were still like up in the air. Like, it got cancelled twice, it got pulled back, you know, at a 2 weeks out point. And my condition was like, the first time it got cancelled, my condition was like, you know, I was I was like the lowest weight I'd been, like, you know, I was really, really tiny and shredded. And
what was your weight?
Oh Christ. So my lowest was like 47 kilograms or something like that, which is tiny. Like, I'm a tiny girl.
That everyone's weighs nothing. When on stage you look huge, like you look
muscly. I'm like 55 or something like that, you know, 55 kilograms. I think my heavy, like, before I started my cut in September, I got up to like 64 kilograms. Like, I was pretty big. And I let myself, you know, put on a few extra kilograms through like lockdown, I guess, but I was pushing heavy weight, you know. So what I kind of lack on the diet side, I will definitely make up for in the gym. And that's like, I think, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say like, I'm perfect and I do, you know, both sides. But I think if I did, you know, the diet and the training, you know, that's what I'm doing now, is to see, you know, if I do it right and properly this time, you know,
see what you can bring.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
So I'm guessing Tracy didn't come to any of your shows then?
No, I think she was streaming it at like God knows what time it was over there. Bless her.
Yeah.
Trying to go to bed. But she had quite a few ladies competing, actually. And one of them, we've become like really quite good friends now. Like, we've become prep friends. We were like talking to each other the whole time. And it was really lovely to sort of meet her finally. And she did really well.
It's nice to have someone there, and then you can kind of look at each other and build each other up as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because if you're not doing it and you've not done it, it's really hard to understand or explain. Mm-hmm. You know, some of my friends that don't do it just think I'm crazy, or, you know, they're just like, what? Like, in my job, they were just like, what is going on with you, Lindsay? Like,
they just don't understand.
No, they just don't get it. And that's totally fine. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it's not for everybody. It's not for everyone.
Yeah. So are you off-seasoning?
I am, off-seasoning
with Carly. Have you got a program and nutrition as well?
So I'm just building my calories up. My training's changed a little bit. So we're just going to work through that and just kind of monitor and go from there, really, to see what happens. But
what's your food looking like now? A lot? Or
it's good. I'm still, do you know what? Like, before my food went really low. So sort of before Christmas, I got COVID and I got quite ill from that. And I lost a lot of that, you know, a lot of weight, basically, because I wasn't eating. I was ill for nearly 3 weeks. And obviously I wasn't training. And I actually got to a point where I thought, oh, I've lost some weight now, I might as well carry on. literally, I just thought, oh, I might as well just see if I can get abs. And then obviously we got to lockdown, and that's when I thought, okay, like, I'm going to carry on this. It just gives me something to focus on, you know, instead of like going down that, you know, sort of not negative route, because however you took that is totally fine. Like, it's just it was a horrible thing to go. It's again, you know, to go through lockdown, you think, oh, not again. But I thought, you know, I've got what I need at home to be able to cut. So I started doing that. And, but the downside of that is my food was very low. So it did get very, very low. So I've got to kind of build it back up again now, because it, you know, I've got to take my time with it and I've got to earn my calories, you know.
Yeah. Are you eating the same thing every day, or are you macros?
I do macros. Yeah. Again, because I'm just, you know, if I see something set in stone, I'm like, I need to break that. You know what I mean? I just can't work like that. At peak week and stuff, I can stick to the actual food. And you have to, because you have to eat like the same thing as what you've been having. But yeah, macros are really flexible for me. But everybody's different. Some people like, you know, don't like to think about it. But I tend to just go for like the same good foods, you know, whatever you want to call them, but just on rotation, really. So I eat well. I definitely eat, you know, nicely. But I'm looking forward to like more.
I'm ready for all of it now.
You know,
what's your training split saying now?
So it's very similar to what it has been for a while. It's just different style of training. So I'm doing quads, but I'm doing kind of like a high volume, rather than, I used to do like a lot of high intensity stuff, you know, just heavy, and you know, it kind of really just started to ruin my joints, and I was just getting really fatigued, and I just wanted to switch it up a little bit. So we're doing like high volume quads. Then I'm doing like upper, and I have a rest day. And I'm really into yoga as well. So that's what I do on my rest day. Glutes and hams, and then like a top up sort of glutes and shoulders. So it's basically like three lower, two upper, and some cardio in there. Only a small bit though, just a little bit of cardio in there. Because I, you know, on my off season, I was doing zero cardio at all.
That's me. So,
you know what? I do quite like a little bit. Like, I'm not going to lie, I don't mind it. But it's nice to keep it for prep, you know, because that's a real good tool, isn't it, to cut fat. Basically, if you're not doing it, then you add that in and you've got that variable then, haven't you? So
you find doing upper lower though, your upper, do you ever feel like it's not enough upper?
You know what? Sometimes I think, oh, I'd love to have a bigger upper body, especially like a bigger back, and man, do you know what I mean? My delts are okay, like they come up quite nicely, but my back, I don't train my back that much, and I've never trained chest, like I just never done it. ever.
I've it's boring, so you're not missing much.
Yeah, it's just not for me. It's just not for me.
The most boring thing to do, and it just hurts your armpits, to be honest. Yeah, like, I've got strong armpits, but
yeah. So it's kind of, it's weird. Like, I guess I've kind of trained for aesthetic purposes. You know what I mean? I've never really, you know, I go heavy, but I've never really been one of those types of people to push and get, you know, one rep max and all that. And I'm not really, that just doesn't really appeal to me, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing. You know, I see these people moving that way. I think, wow, like, that's mad. And, you know, hats off. But for me, it's always, I've always had, you know, I always think, right, I need to bring out my hamstrings. I need to bring my glutes out. You know, now I'm thinking the quads need to come out more. Like, yeah. So upper body, I like training upper body. I'm going to say I do actually used to, my favorite day used to be leg day, because I do it so many bloody times. It's actually become like the least favorite. And upper is quite nice. It's like, oh, it's quite nice. It's a bit refreshing. Different. To yeah, then bloody hip thrust. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you know, fuck. Hip thrust. They're my least favorite exercise, and they're the ones that I do the most of. And I just honestly.
But they clearly work. Maybe I need to do them because I've got the glutes. Yeah. And maybe I should.
Just hit for us. Like, well, one point on my plan, I was 10 times 10, 10 sets of 10, basically, hit for us. Just up and up and up in the way. And then, telling you.
No,
I've still got 10 sets of 10 in my plan, actually. I've seen that on Carly's plan. I was thinking, oh, God, they're still there, but they do work. You know?
That's cardio.
Yeah.
That's fucking cardio. I'm doing figure neck. So, do I need glutes? Yeah.
So you've competed, haven't you?
Purely a couple of times, yeah. And then I'm going to be doing PCA, but my coach said wait until next year.
Yeah.
To do toned figure. I wanted to compete this year after speaking a couple of people on the podcast. I just got excited. It's comp season, and I was told, hold off. I was like, yeah, fuck it up. Fine. But then I can build, because then I've basically got like until January.
Okay, yeah.
Until I start cutting, so that's a long time.
Nice.
And my calories are really high at the moment.
Are they? Oh, that's good.
Like, I'm out of breath after my dinner.
Okay.
I've got my steak and salad on one plate and my potatoes on another because there's that fucking much.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm literally puffing, and I'm like, and I'm checking in tomorrow, so.
Oh.
I hate checking in. Cool. Oh, I fucking hate checking in.
Do you?
Yeah. It's waking up at fucking 6 in the morning and putting my bikini and heels on.
And you look at the pictures, don't you, and my face is like.
Oh, there's nothing
people's
more.
Check-ins look amazing though, don't they? Some of these people, like,
yes, like, no, I'm not having getting ready.
I have to cut my head out of the picture. I'm like, no, thanks.
I just send a video, so I'm just there, like,
just get it over with.
I'm stumbling as well. Do you know, the last two check-ins, I've stumbled where I'm just still half asleep and I just can't function that time of morning. You said about your feedback, did they tell you as your feedback to lay off any drugs?
No, I mean, I spoke to a few people, you know, promoters and whatnot, and people from the show after. My actual feedback didn't mention anything about that. But, you know, the general consensus and feedback was, you know, you've got a very feminine look that's quite like soft. In a weird way, it's a combination of like, you know, muscle and femininity, I guess, which I kind of take as, you know, don't get too hard and like, I don't know, that's how I take it anyway.
Are you a natural athlete?
No, I'm not.
That's fair enough. You're happy to talk about it.
I wish I was. But no, I was up until, to be fair, only up until this show. So I did like Pure Elite and everything completely natural. I'm happy with, you know, I'm happy with the package that I got to. But I think you get to a certain point, you know, and you think that's your, not, I could have definitely got more genetically, like my genetic potential. But, you know, especially doing it in lockdown, you know, I was thinking, hang on a minute, I need to hold on to the muscle that I've, you know, desperately tried to gain through this time. And it's inevitable, you know, you are going to be standing up against people that are, you know, using certain things. So you think almost, why be at a disadvantage, you know? And 100%. I just,
I'm not a natural either.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you know, using stuff, and as long as you do it
only
safely.
If you're not then competing in a natural show.
Of course, yeah. And there's, you know, I've spoken to women who, like, you know, because I do some online coaching just for like lifestyle clients, and some of the women are, you know, using bits and bobs without even thinking about getting on stage, and they're just like normal, you know, for normal use. And I'm like, wow, like that's quite scary in a way.
Well, not just like Clen, as in,
well, like, you know, Anavar, and yeah, just to like go to the gym and that. And it's like, fair enough, but it's becoming like quite a, you know, regular thing, it seems, in the fitness industry, isn't it? You know, like lower
level. What you've done, Anavar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing harder.
No. I'm a bit scared.
You know, I just did a podcast with Megan and I said, I'm so like intrigued to see what would happen.
Just to see
to know what it feels like and what it actually does.
No doubt you'd be looking, you know what I mean? Well, I think, yeah, God, I'd like to, you know, you see me in a
couple of years. I know I'd get the worst side effects. That's just my fucking luck. I would get everything, I know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I mean, like, just so interested in to,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to, before my coach says anything.
Enhanced athlete, isn't it? It makes you an enhanced, you know. You still got to put the work in and everything, but it just gives you that little edge, you know, that little cherry on the top, I guess.
Yeah, everything.
I think, you know, I'm very wary. Like, I've got a massive addictive personality. I've come from a background of addiction. Like, I've struggled with addiction, and, you know, I've been through treatments and therapies, and I'm very aware that I'm very addicted to bodybuilding, which most people are that do it. You know, you say, oh, that's enough, and you keep going, and I just don't want to go down that spiral. Do you see what I mean? And I think I'm very aware that could happen. And it's the same thing with the eating, you know, I could see it becoming a problem, and I thought, well, you know, I need to take myself out of that and reflect. And I think if, you know, you start taking certain things, I worry, you know, would I be able to stop? You know, I think taking Anavar is okay, you know, it's a very low dose. I'm a needle phobic anyway, so I don't think I'd ever be able to do it personally. And I don't know, it's for me, it's just not really worth it, like, right now, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm going to see where I go, but you might see me in a couple of years and you'll be like, yeah, you definitely, need using something.
But like I said, there was such a big difference between your last show and this show. And for you to even barely do anything is fucking incredible, especially in your house. I think that's bloody amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I am proud of myself. I think I'm glad. I think I left the show feeling a little bit like, disappointed in a way, but then I thought, hang on a minute, actually, whoa, like, this is something that I did, you know, in lockdown with like limited equipment, you know, and to be fair, like, hats off. I got to pat myself on the back for that one.
I'll pat you on the back too. Did you see the wellness show that's just happened in Pittsburgh where Yurishna and Sunny Andrews and that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Mega. Wow.
All right.
Like, what on earth? Like,
I feel like there must be something in the Brazilian Puerto Rican gene pool, because most of the top ones are of that origin.
Yeah. They just look, it's just unreal.
It is, like, where are their organs?
Wow.
They've got... where are
they? I know their waist, isn't it? It's just that waist ratio, but it's just because they're, like, do you know what I mean? They're just, their legs are just so big and, like, oh, they just look amazing. They just look incredible.
That's why whenever I saw Yurishna with WBFF, I always thought, you look incredible, but you look different to everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. They're like a breed above, aren't they? They're just like,
it's insane.
It's mad.
It's not just like bodybuilding. It's not building everything, because they have, I reckon I can do that around their waist. Like, seriously.
Yeah, tiny, tiny.
How do you get your waist that small? Because my waist stays pretty thick, I say. Like, my abs stick out like a turtle.
Yeah. Do you train your abs, or do you train
I don't know whether that's just...
Do you do any of the vacuuming?
No.
Don't vacuuming.
No, maybe that's That's everything I do is very crunchy.
Okay, yeah. So you're like thickening them almost, didn't you?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. So I've always been told not to train abs, you know, like very, very minimal without weights, you know, because I've got the same. Like I don't really have like, because I'm quite short, my waist doesn't really go in. Do you know what I mean? I've got like hip bone and then like my ribs there. So it's like quite a small area. So if I train my abs, they come out thicker.
Yeah.
So I just, stomach vacuuming is the one, honestly. Like it is
I've
the
never
one.
Tried that.
It's really good. I did it throughout my, well, I say throughout my whole prep. I stopped doing it probably about a month before my show. And it's quite hard to do when you're not lean because you do you know what I mean? It doesn't have the same effect. Like you can't like visually see it.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, if you can do it just even like 3 times a week, you know, 5-10 minutes.
Do you lay down or bend over?
I started lying on my back and then I was like leaning, like standing up, leaning over sort of thing, like holding onto the table. And then just like, you just almost envision your belly button being sucked right to the back of your sort of spine. It's quite weird. And just hold it in. You still breathe, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just YouTube. Get on the YouTube videos.
I have to check that out. I think I've seen a video of Sunny Andrews doing it and she was like, this
oh
thin.
Christ.
It's like a bit of paper. Yeah. It's like
mad. So yeah, the more you do that, you know, it does bring your waist in. I don't really train like core. I'm doing a tiny bit.
When you're squatting though, it's always involved anyway.
You do know what I mean? Yeah, with those movements, you use your core anyway, don't you? So yeah. They're waist.
Yeah. Are you now full-time coach?
Sorry?
You're now doing coaching.
I started doing that probably about 5 weeks ago. I was writing prep and I just kind of like, I planned to do it for quite a while, but I was holding back because I used to work in the prison. So I was in there like full time and I'd been there for like 7 years. And I decided to sort of leave that. I work part time evenings now for like a property maintenance out of hour service, which is quite so different, but it's just nice. You know, you can do it from home. Like it's kind of easy in a way. It suits me. It gives me my days free. And I launched my coaching mid prep. And it's been really successful and I didn't really expect it. You know, I kind of thought it would take a while to build up, but I think, you know, a lot of people have seen my journey, I guess, and it's inspired them. And, you know, I only work with females. I'm not keen on taking on loads of prep, you know, I wouldn't feel I'm the right person to work with like a, you know, someone that wanted to do bodybuilding, more of a lifestyle, you know, if someone just wants to, you know, learn more about foods and build a better relationship with food and training as well. You're getting a lot of girls that want in the, you know, well, the wellness. They want to look like wellness off season, don't they? that seems to be quite a popular look now, is, you know, the thicker lower half. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's going really well. And then I'm working with lifting as well. So that's coming up. So I'm pretty busy at the moment. I'm just a bit like, oh, it's quite hectic, but it's good. You know, it's good to be busy. And
did you leave the prison to do this full time?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I was going to leave the prison anyway. I served my sentence. I did my 7 years and, you know, I got what I wanted out of it in terms of, you know, experience and knowledge. And I just decided that it wasn't really what I wanted to do. So I did a degree in forensic psychology. And I really, you know, I love the criminology side of things. I love looking at, you know, necessarily why people do things, or especially, you know, with my background with addiction myself, that kind of went, you know, I wanted to help mm-hmm. others that had been, you know, through the same pathway I went through. And that's why I ended up doing that.
So you were kind of a psychologist in the prison?
Well, no. So I originally qualified doing careers advice. So I worked in careers guidance and that's how I actually ended up working in the prison service. That was like, maybe, I don't know, God, that was in like 2010 or yeah, something like that. And then I worked in that for about 3 years. Then I did my degree. Then I went back as a trainee, like assistant psychologist. And I did that for a while. And then I was like, this ain't quite right. You know, it just didn't suit me. I preferred the sort of frontline advice and guidance because it's just a bit more proactive because you kind of set them targets and then work towards hitting those targets with them, you know, in terms of like education, training, you know, looking at their relationships and stuff. And the two were very close. You use the same skill set basically for both of them, but I just found it suited me better. You know, the psychology assistant, you were sat in the office most of the time, and then you'd have like booked appointments, but 9 out of 10, you know, they wouldn't come, or you couldn't be brought over because of, you know, certain reasons. Whereas the advice and guidance, you saw people every day, all day, you know, so it was more like on the ground. And yeah, I enjoyed that.
That's awesome. That's an awesome job.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And I'd like to, I originally left because I sort of launched my business and my business name to really look at how I can coincide like fitness, you know, not necessarily fitness, but well-being, like looking at yoga, meditation. I would like to take that back into the prison and potentially deliver that. So that's kind of something that I'm working on. And I needed the time away from the environment, weirdly enough, and obviously in my own space to be able to create, you know, a plan for it, really. So that's kind of my long-term plan, is I'd love to go back in the prison service and deliver something holistic, really, you know, like the yoga and the meditation stuff, because they do a lot of courses in there that, you know, you've got to have your maths and your English and all that, but realistically, do you know what I mean? They need some help with their mental health. They just need a bit of time to actually think and reflect. Like, they've got such chaotic lives as it is, you know, so doing a maths course ain't gonna, do you know what I mean?
They've probably done it about 50
years. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of my plan. So yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So do you do yoga? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Do you teach yoga?
Or? No, I haven't got a qualification yet. That's something else that I need to get. But I absolutely love yoga and meditation. Like, I meditate quite a lot. Over the last probably year or so, I have, you know, laxed a little bit in the yoga practice. So I used to do it like 3 times a week, and now it's like once every 2 weeks, but I'm getting back into it. Now it's sort of in my plan. I'm going to make sure I at least do it once a week. But you know, with the weightlifting, you get so stiff, and do you know what I mean?
About to say, are you bendy?
Hey, I used to be a lot more. I used to be so much more. And obviously, you know, you're just knackered, aren't you? You just knacker your body out with all these bloody weights. So I'm going to get better. Like, I can't do the splits anymore. I can't do like half the things I used to be able to do like two, three years ago. So I'm going to get really back into it. And
yeah, I think once you've already had that, it would be all right to get back.
Yeah, yeah, it comes back, you know.
I need to start something. I've tried yoga classes.
Yeah.
But even though they said they were beginner.
Yeah, it's hard.
Liars. Absolute liars. Yeah. Because I can't. They need to go like worse than beginner. if that makes sense. Because I can't.
It is hard, isn't it?
I can't even touch the floor. Like, it's ridiculous. So yeah. I need like a scale back. Because I thought, I'm just going to fucking hurt myself here. Because I can't get in the position. I'm not doing it right. So what's the point?
Yeah.
And I just lay there.
Yin yoga is quite good for like real beginner stuff. And just, again, YouTube, do you know what I mean? That's what I was doing through lockdown. It's just like YouTube.
And so was I. And like stretching. Yeah. I was like, this is just impossible. Like, why is it?
And some stretching. Yeah, that's it. I mean, do you have any stretching days, or like any, do you get like sports massages or anything?
I used to get sports massage quite a lot, but I was already injured, and it was already too far gone.
Yeah.
And I can't fucking handle it. I can't.
It is awful, isn't it?
It's horrific. And I'm like crawling off the table.
Oh.
So I'm now getting physio on my back.
Okay, yeah.
And that's helping. That's once a week I get physio, but I need to do something bendy, because if I'm left to stretch into my own devices, I won't do it. I didn't stretch for years. That's why I'm in this situation.
No, it's hard, isn't it? It's so many things to do when you're like, you know, bodybuilding.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? You've got to do this to do that and then that, and then it's mad.
I know. Sometimes I try to sit there and just stretch a little bit, and I'm like, I can't even. You don't even need that much effort to stretch, and I just haven't even got the effort for that anymore.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's how I was getting, but I'm like, right, I'm gonna be conscious now and just add it in. I think now it's on my plan officially. I'm like, right, okay.
Yeah, I need to go to a class. Instead of trying to do it at home.
Yeah, because then once you're there, isn't it, you've committed.
Somewhere around here does adult gymnastics, and I don't know whether I'm jumping in too deep there. I don't know if that might be a bit,
yeah, that'd be amazing.
And I'll be that'd flipping be cool. by the end of the week.
Yeah.
You think that helped you build in Bendy?
I think so, yeah, because you can get, you know, I notice after I have like a sports massage or, you know, I'm picking up the yoga and that, you just get a bit deeper sometimes into the muscle, like it's not locked, you know, you can just get a bit, you know, with the movements and that, just get a bit deeper into it, I feel, and it's not stiff, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I think it definitely helps.
Have you ever tried cupping?
No.
I don't know anyone that's tried it, and I want to try it, but I want to hear, like...
Yeah. I've got a friend, actually, I used to work with who does it, and he's literally, like, offering it to me for free and that, but I don't know. A bit squeamish, you know, with the, like, the whatever comes out.
Hey? Have you had acupuncture?
Yeah, yeah. But that's quite... I don't know, because I couldn't see it. I know you can't see the cupping thing, but it's, like... Nothing comes away from acupuncture. Do you know what I mean? It did make me feel quite strange afterwards.
Something comes away when they...
Yeah, it's like sometimes, yeah, they... Have you seen it when they've got like the liquid that comes out? It's almost... No. Like weird. Okay, yeah, you need to Google that as well.
Oh, no. What's it? What is it?
I don't know. It's like blood or something. I'm going to send you some links after this.
Brilliant.
Right out. Yeah, he was like, oh, do you want to come and have this? And I'm like, no thanks, not really.
See, I didn't like the acupuncture because I couldn't see it.
Okay.
I like anything, like even when I'm getting a tattoo or getting anything, I've got to watch it. I don't know why. If I feel like if I can't see it, it hurts.
So okay,
the
one yeah.
The tattoos on my back like hurt the most. Whereas all the ones I could see, I can...
Yeah, because you're like, I know what's going on, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Even when they're taking bloods or if I'm getting anything like that, they're like, do you want to look away? And I'm like...
Oh, I can't look when they take blood. I'm like, I'm one of them. I'm like, don't talk to me about my vein. Don't ask me where I'm going on holiday. Just let me just look at this wall. And I hope you got a packet of biscuits there in case I feel sick. Literally.
Oh. You do a lot of photo shoots, I have seen.
Yeah.
Do you do
that
just for your own?
Well, I modelled for years before like Instagram and social media and all that, and from quite a young age. I was like signed with an agent and did like, you know, the lads mags, a little bit of that, and used to do, you know, a lot of promo work, and that was kind of a big part of my life, really, was modelling. And it comes with, you know, all the other different things that you get to, you know, the parties, and you get to go to all these events and stuff, and that's been a part of my life for quite a while, and I just really enjoy it. So yeah, that's kind of what got me, you know, when I started training, and I sort of thought, put two and two together, you know, put the model in with the fitness, and
yeah,
that's it. So it kind of happened so that way. But
do you go back to the lads next? Do you do that now?
No, I mean, it's all online now. You know, the industry's completely changed. There is no magazine, and if it is, it's on bloody line. So it's like...
Yeah, true.
It's all, and you know, from Instagram, obviously modeling completely changed, because you know, a lot of people will do it for free. No one really wants to pay, you know, when they can just get someone who's up and coming, who's, you know, got a big social media to do it for them. And it's very, very different. So I do bits and bobs, you know, but it's more things that I want to do. Photo shoots can be like really quite time consuming. It's not glamorous, you know what I mean? It's like really cold, and you're waiting around, and then you've got a pose, and you know, it's yeah, I do enjoy it. I probably end up doing, you know, maybe 3-4 a year now, which, you know, that I really like to do. And it tends to go from like the fitness side of things, you know, when you get shredded, obviously you want, you know, the fitness people will go, yeah, Lindsay's back, you know, she's got abs again, quick, let's grab her. And then it, you know, becomes more, I don't want to say glamour, because everyone thinks of like, you know, topless or whatever, but you know, you get more sexy and you look more, you know, fuller and more fun. And I actually feel more confident like in that way modeling. I don't particularly like the fitness side modeling, like the shoots and stuff, because you're generally quite tired, depleted, and it can be quite a lot. Again, it's quite a long day and you have to have more pressure to kind of look shredded. You know what I mean? So you have to plan it.
It tends even harder as well.
Oh yeah, you know, you can't have certain foods, and you know, it's quite it's good fun though. It's nice, and it's nice to have those memories. It's nice to look at these, you know, pictures, you know, in 10 years time and be like, oh yeah, that was me in my fitness days, you know. So yeah, it's quite nice. It's just, it's something to work for as well, you know. It's just, it's like another goal, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw that you were doing it for a clothing range, Chosen Few.
Right? Chosen Few, yeah. So they're a really cool brand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice. That was a really nice. They're quite local, so it's like a Bristol, started in Bristol, so it's quite nice to do something for in your own city. And
yeah, are you sponsored?
I've got links to the gym that I go to and that, so it's, yeah, it's nice. Nice. I got to keep the clothes as well, so that's quite nice. Sweet. Gym clothing for days now.
Nice. Cool. And you've done it for
Glutywear
as well?
I did some photos, yeah, for Glutywear. Really, it was kind of like a spontaneous shoot, that, really. My friend did a campaign for them. They do like This Is Us campaign. So it's for people that have kind of had, you know, the struggles in life and then come through it through fitness. So she went for that shoot and I was there, and I was not ready for a shoot at all. I was literally like no makeup, like 3 weeks out, like really not looking glam at all. And then she was like, oh, do you want to jump into some photos? I was like, okay. So I did my makeup, and but it was nice, you know, it was really nice.
Are you sponsored by any of them?
No, I'm not really. The thing with me is, you know, I always do my own thing. I don't want to be, I'm not saying that I wouldn't like to be. But at the same time, I think when you're getting sponsored, it kind of can take away other opportunities. You know, I don't like to be tied down by, you know, one thing, if that makes sense.
Oh, what, so if another brand, sponsored by one brand?
Yeah, another brand might not want to work with you. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I like to be open. And the thing with me is, yeah, I'll always do my own thing, you know, regardless. I'll make my own brand one day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
Exactly, you know, so it's nice to just, yeah, to be able to kind of have the opportunities like that to come up. But in terms of sponsorship, I think I just prefer doing modeling, you know, when it comes up.
Yeah. Do you have a bikini sponsor, or do you use the same?
I do, yeah. Yeah, so she's made all my bikinis, actually. She's worked quite closely with Glifton. She's actually competed in Glifton as well.
Who is she?
Abrielle, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yes, so, I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you coach her now?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Yay! So that was cool. She competes herself. So, but she's going into like a big off season now. So it's quite nice to work with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that they don't just do bikinis, though, do they? They do.
Yeah, like fitness wear, like, you know, like pole sets for people that do like full fitness. And yeah, just really nice. They do, and she started doing underwear as well, which is quite nice.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that's kind of new, and sports sets and stuff. So
do you do pole? Yeah. Do pole as well?
No, I used to, but I haven't, no.
Not
I don't miss, no, it just wasn't for me. Like, I did it for about 6 to 8 months. I got quite good, actually, but that was like, God, that was years ago.
I've never tried it.
It's hard work.
It
is hard work, I'm telling you.
I'm not the most, like...
graceful.
That's it.
I am not graceful at all. Like, even my posing, like, the way I... even though I'm like this tiny little human, like, I am so heavy on my feet.
Do you know, when I'm on the stairs...
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, it's like when I'm on stage, I'm like clumpy, like these. Oh, so annoying.
Yeah, I don't think that I've got not got the bendiness and I've not got the gracefulness. I can't dance.
Yeah,
and I'm just so unsexy.
I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm really not. Honestly, my poor husband. You used to. I don't know if you still do. Bit of a raving queen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Still do.
Not really. I like a day session now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I like a midday till midnight, so I can have my little nap. And
I'm a daytime. Do you know what I mean? A daytime. Yeah. Dinner. Yeah.
Oh, I get tired now. Do you know what I mean? But I love festivals, like day festivals. I don't particularly like going to nightclubs. It's just too, it's just too like enclosed. And I just, yeah, I like outdoors, daytime. I love going to festivals abroad in like Holland, because I'm quite into like my like hard style and quite like hard dance sort of music. I'm really into that, but not so much listening to it like at home. And it sounds weird, but being at a festival with that music is just like a different atmosphere. And you know, you pay €40 and you get this amazing event, you know, which has got like fireworks and all these different sections, and you're abroad and everybody's in such a nice vibe, and it's just amazing. Like, I've pretty much done every festival in England, like all the ones I can think of anyway, that back in the day, like I used to really be into festivals and raving, and I used to love all that.
I'm not so much like
drum and bass. Bristol was really big. I'm drum and bass. So I was a bit of an alien. Like, all my mates used to love drum and bass, and obviously Bristol was like real. And I used to love hardcore and like trance and like dance music and that. So I used to sort of rave with like kind of like older people really when I was younger, you know, like from a different scene.
Kind of like the 90s rave music.
That's definitely a bit of me. I love house music. I really like hip hop. Hip hop's my like a real big passion of mine. Just music in general. But yeah, I don't go out that much anymore, you know?
It's kind of like,
and it's just, you know, when lockdown, everyone was like, oh, I can't go to the pub and that. I was just like, not really bothered, but.
Yeah, I wasn't that bothered, you know, either. I'm like, just get the gym. I don't really care about your bar, I want my bar.
Yeah, literally that. Do you know what I mean? I do like festivals and that. It's good.
I prefer definitely a daytime. I feel like when you're at a festival, you give less of a fuck.
Yes.
Then, like, so when you go to a nightclub, that's everyone's great. More bothered about what they look like, and I just can't, like, even.
Yeah.
If I go clubbing, like, I'll wear flat shoes, and I've got some black Skechers. Big up Skechers. Only trainers I wear.
oh, wicked.
And I just not giving a shit, and loud music and an absolute mess. That is my vibe.
Yeah, same. You know, you don't want that pressure, and I think
there's not enough hours. A night out, there's not enough hours. I need my 10-hour stint.
Yeah, you get your money's worth, don't you? You get like a nice experience, and the ones in Holland are a mega. Like, they just something else. Like, I'm hopefully going to Decibel at the end of August.
Is that a day one?
So that's something to look forward to. And it's looking good now, you know, with travel and everything and the way things are, it's looking positive. So that'd be nice.
I wanted to go to Hideout. I've never been to Hideout.
Oh, yeah.
I went to book it last minute just in case it cancelled, because it's so long dealing with refunds.
That's in, is that Croatia?
Croatia. So it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to Outlook.
5 days.
Yeah.
And I've done 2 days in a row before. I went to London, came back home, and then went to another one.
Okay.
Boy, like refresh, that second day was... that second day, I didn't think I was going to make it. Driving there,
But you were like, oh.
I mean, I made it. I was ill the next day, and the hangover lasted 2 weeks.
It does, doesn't it? You know, I look back to like my younger years. I sound like I'm really old, but you know, my younger years, and you just keep going. And now I can barely last. Like, you know, I can't even do an all day now. That's why I like them day ones. I like to just call it a day, and
that's it.
Yeah,
a few days to get over it. Have you ever gone to a rave during prep?
No, but I did get, I have got on the party vibe on prep before, and that's just the worst, like 4 weeks out and you're like, what am I doing? But again, you know, you live and learn. I don't think it's just how you feel mentally after it. It's how you feel mentally, like the physical thing, you know, you can change all that, like given time, whatever. It's how you feel mentally. You just feel let down, and there's no one else you can blame. There's nothing, do you know what I mean? You can't even moan about it. You just feel like rubbish. You know it's going to be them days after. It's not necessarily the one night, because you might wake up and you've got tight, you know, if you've been drinking alcohol, you're like, oh yeah, look all right, and then it's the 2 days after and you're like, oh no.
It's just not worth it as well, but when I'm hanging I can't eat, and I can't eat after I've been out for like 2 or 3 days. I cannot eat. So
God, I'm the opposite.
I don't know what I'd prefer though. In off season I'd rather eat.
Oh God. Yeah, that's definitely the reason why I can't drink, because I'm just like, wow, Deliveroo on speed dial. Like,
you're a snacker. I'm
four.
So what is your ultimate bodybuilding goals? What is the plan? Do you want to do this as like a career, or?
Well, I'd love to get my pro card, IFBB. Like, that would be like, that would be amazing. I'd have to wait and see when I get there if I would, you know, I'd like to say that I would take good, or I'd need like a good million years off to bloody do wellness, wouldn't I? Jesus. Because they're all just like next level. But yeah, to get a pro card, and then, you know, I want to look at my own life, like maybe have kids, you know, in the next 3-4 years, and, you know, look at my own sort of personal goals outside of bodybuilding. So I think getting that pro card would almost set me free. I know it sounds mad, but, you know, set me free and let me, you know, focus on that other side. I think my bodybuilding goal is that at the moment, to get a pro card. And then, yeah, you'd have to ask me when I get there what the next step is, you know, because you say these things and then you get there and then it's like, oh, what's next? But I'll always train, you know, I'll always be into fitness. With the coaching side, it's really nice to sort of help women achieve their goals. Like it gives me like real happiness. So I would like to see myself doing more of that. And also with the photo shoots and the modeling side as well, you know, I could kind of combine the two in a way. Like I'm running sort of group photo shoots for all my ladies that are coached by me. You know, as a kind of like not an incentive, but just something nice to do. You know, it's like, let's all, you know, connect and do something that we like that's not necessarily in the gym, but it celebrates that. You know, it celebrates the hard work, and a lot of them are keen to, you know, build their Instagram profiles up and maybe do a bit of modeling or maybe compete, but it just builds their confidence, I think. Mm-hmm. So I kind of see myself doing that. But yeah, the bodybuilding side is. The next one is going to be the pro qualifier. So,
and when what's the date of that? October.
Well, there is 4th of December is the muscle contest in Ireland. But you know, if I'm not quite ready and if I'm not 100%, then I look at early next year. But obviously, with a regional qualifier that I've just done, I think you get a year, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how it works. You get a year's window. So anything up until, you know, early next year, I've got.
There's nothing worse than being prep in winter and you're lean and cold.
You know what? I actually like it. I'm a weirdo. I've never done it in summer. I've never prepped in summer. I've always prepped in winter.
And it's awful.
Have you? What, in summer?
I'm always a winter. I've only competed in November.
I think I like starting prep like November, December time for like January, February, because it's like there's nothing else going on. Like, do you know what I mean? Apart from like Christmas or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark, it's cold, it's quite miserable generally. So I think might as well just do it then. But yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna have to start sort of September time when I do my cut, you know, September, October for December.
But then when mine's normally the same, start cutting in September.
But yeah,
I'm at my heaviest in summer, in bikini season, and when I'm in Ibiza, I'm at my heaviest.
Yeah, just get the one pieces, isn't it? Get the one pieces out.
Okay.
A nice little, you know.
I drink so much. I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't matter.
But the thing is, you look amazing. You probably look amazing, like, because you train. Yeah. Like, come on, this is what these women. This is what, you know. I'm getting these women. They're checking in. And they're like, oh, I look. And I'm like, wow, you look mega. Like, you actually look amazing. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying like to the average person, but you know, people who train and they put the work in the gym. Like, you can see that off season, whenever, you know, you probably look banging. Like, yeah, I'm never looking at when I go to the beaches or holidays and that, I'm never looking at the shredded girl in the bikini. I'm like, yeah, she looks sick, but I'm like looking at the nice, happy, you know, curvy, and that's just my like taste. Like I prefer myself in off season, I'll be honest with you, just how I feel.
Yeah, same, 100%.
Yeah, I feel better, you know.
I've never lost, tried to lose fat for a holiday. To me, it's just not worth it. It's not worth
it.
And I'm going to ruin it anyway, because I'll
binge. You know, you've got to enjoy yourself, you know.
If I'm on holiday. I'm not having no sugar-free drinks either. I hate sugar-free drinks.
I do like Diet Coke, and I become obsessed with Diet Coke on that on this last prep, and I never like fizzy drinks at all. Like I like a can of Rio. That's a nice one, can of Rio, especially when you're hungover. That is the one. But yeah, like Diet Coke, I'm now obsessed with it, and I'm like, why? Like
I had Pepsi Max even is it? Last prep.
Yeah.
Pepsi over Coke, definitely. But the only time I'll have fizzy drinks is if it's got alcohol. That's the only ever time I'll have it. And it's not the same with diet. But then I drink amaretto. So with normal Coke and amaretto, it's just, I'm just drinking sugar. I'm just drinking pure syrup.
Oh, I love amaretto. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Don't get me started.
Hangover. I think that's why the hangover is so bad, because it's so sugary.
Yeah, it's the sugar. It definitely is. Yeah. You wake up with that real, that headache, and you're like, it's like pounding. Yeah, sugar is bad.
I can't remember the last time I had a hangover. Well, I have a few off-topic questions for you.
Okay.
We'll offer these at the end. Have you seen The Lion King?
Yeah,
I can't even, as soon as this comes on, I'm like, I'm in tears already. even the cartoon one, yes. Would you snog, marry, avoid Zazu, Timon, or Rafiki? Snog, marry, avoid.
Oh, I'd probably marry Rafiki.
Why?
He's just a G. He's just like a spiritual, like, legend. I'd marry him. He's husband material, definitely. It's quite magic as well, isn't he? And who are the other ones?
Timon.
And then who's the last one?
Zazu.
Probably avoid Zazu, even though I do love him. But yeah.
I don't know how I think of these things. Would you rather whisper everything or shout everything?
Oh, bloody hell. Probably whisper everything.
But that'll be so annoying. People going, what?
I know. And then shouting.
Have your lips to someone's ear all the time.
Shouting's like...
What dinosaur?
You'd be the loudest person in the room constantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like in the middle, but yeah,
I'm the quiet one.
Yeah,
I've got a loud laugh, and my husband is always like, oh my God, my laugh is like, but I don't know, I only notice when he mentions it,
and now you're like, that's mad.
What dinosaur would you be?
I can't remember what they're called, but like the ones that fly. Are they pterodactyls?
Yes.
Yeah, I like those ones.
They're just cool. Like the look of them.
Yeah, and they fly as well.
Yeah, true. Would you rather sing everything or dance instead of walk? You have to walk, dance everywhere.
Probably dance instead of walk. You know what? You'd be like burning calories, making people laugh. Like,
it'll be fine if you can dance, and no one wants to see me dance. No, I'm very limmy. Like, my hands and my legs everywhere.
Yeah, I'm very like ravey.
You
know what I mean? So I'm like,
that would be fucking funny.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
That's how you walk around.
Might make some money doing that. Do you know what I mean? Isn't it?
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me. It's been nice to meet you.
And good luck for all your comps and your business. And I'm excited to follow your journey.
Thank you. All right, take care.
I'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.